Simmers Morning Skate, Colorado Avalanche taking on the Vancouver Canucks with Devon Taves, defenseman for the Avs, who is a native of Abbotsford, British Columbia. Tough times right now with the flooding, a disaster of sorts.
Yeah, it's pretty sad what's happened there. Had a bunch of friends in for dinner last night, and they were kind of telling me different stories of, you know, people they know and people affected and whatnot. And fortunately, them and all their families are fine. I got one friend whose wife is stuck up in Hope and can't get home right now, but I think she's in good spirits and safe at least. So the videos you can see from, you know, the flyovers and people literally rescuing livestock from drowning is quite sad to see. But it's a resilient community, and I know the people will bounce back and they'll figure it out. But it's pretty unfortunate and sad to see some of these videos.
How's your immediate family?
Oh no, my family's fine. My parents were out in Denver this whole time, so I think they'll probably get home today. But their house is fine, and most of my family relatives are fine. But you know, businesses and livelihoods and careers are a little bit affected there.
How do you approach this Canucks game with them likely showing some pride and wanting revenge for the 7-1 loss?
Yeah, I think it's critical that we come out and have the same kind of mindset and the same start we did against them last time. You know, some of these teams like the Canucks right now are desperate, and you know, you could get their best game tonight and it'll be hard for us to defend that. But if we come out and play our game, I think we're pretty confident.
I'm interrupting this here to include head coach Jared Bednar in this conversation about playing a good road game with the Canucks likely coming out strong.
Yeah, 100%. I think, you know, Vancouver's always played us real tough, especially in this building. You know, they're going through some struggles right now. It's not exclusive to them. You know, we went through ours and still trying to get on track to where we want to be. And a lot of teams go through it, especially, you know, it seemed like early this season. There's been some teams that have been struggling and some teams that have come out of the gate really well. So, you know, teams are climbing in the standings and the points are important. I expect them to come out and play hard for sure.
And for the coach, the Avalanche power play struggling around 15%. What needs to happen?
You know, we have some different personnel in there and guys playing in spots that they're not normally used to, but I think it's started to look better here recently. We scored a couple power play goals in the games on the weekend, and that helped propel us to two wins. So it's an important part of having success if you can get on the power play and be dangerous, or at least gain momentum or keep momentum in a game. So hopefully we're working towards that. I know it'll come. The guys are dedicated to it. They're putting a lot of work into it right now. There's been lots of meetings, a lot of good communication and interaction with the players and on how they're feeling and what they're seeing out there, and they're helping each other out. So I believe it'll come. And regardless of the opponent, I think the key is you got to be sharp, you got to be crisp with the puck, you have to execute, and then you got to make sure your work ethic's where it need to be, because the penalty kills are going to come at you hard.
Devon Taves is on the second power play unit. I asked him about if he grew up a Vancouver Canucks fan.
Oh, I don't know. I always went against my brother. He loved the Canucks, and I always liked to annoy him, so I kind of cheered for whatever team was always beating the Canucks. So I wasn't a massive Canucks fan growing up, but I definitely watched. I always followed, and you know, just being in this area growing up was great for hockey, and you know, when the Sedins and stuff were here, it was fun to watch.